Welcome everyone, welcome to the Power Word Series, Shir number 26. When people learn Svarim about Lashon Hara, like the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, or like this Power Word Series, when we're talking about Inyanos Devarim, things like that, people who listen or who read about these Inyanim tend to get discouraged because they become more aware of ways that they could have hurt other people's feelings. And you try, and some people suffer because of what you say, and you get overwhelmed, and you say, the only way I can be really careful with Inyanos Devarim is if I'm a hermit, and I can't live that way. And people get discouraged. So the first thing to remember is that there's a huge difference between intentionally causing another one pain with words, or doing so because you didn't realize that it would cause distress. The main issue is when you intentionally cause pain. And of course, we need to be careful not to cause pain even unintentionally. But in many instances, it wasn't one's fault. There's no way you could have known in advance that the person would be hurt. And you can't be excessively feeling terrible and guilty about it, because that could lead to yiyush, or despair, which is counterproductive. We always talked about that. One has to be very careful not to fall into any despair. Torah also tells us that we need to do chesed for others, kindness, and to be mekayem the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamecha, to interact with people. So we can't become a hermit in order to not cause people pain. We can't say, because I may cause somebody pain, I'm going to withdraw from them. The idea is, hold back from any type of intentional pain caused with words. And you'll learn as you experience and interact with people on how to become more sensitive. And as you improve, feel pleasure in the fact that you're improving. And motivate yourself to grow. So this idea that as you're learning about Hilchos Lashon Hara or these inyanim of Inyanos Devarim, and then you're starting to become aware, I see that I'm being over on this more, that's a good sign, not a bad sign. That means you're more self-aware. Analogy to this is similar to when you have water that has some impurities, but when it's cold water and you don't see it, the water looks quite clear. And then when you boil it up, then the sediments come up, then you see it. Same thing over here. Because you're working on things, so the impurities will come up and be more recognizable. But that's not a bad sign. That's a good sign, actually, that you're purifying yourself and ultimately ridding yourself of these negative traits. Another thing that's very important is that if someone did insult you, don't repeat that insult to other people. Even though you feel angry and hurt that someone belittled you, no point in telling others about it. Because you're spreading negative information about yourself by doing that. Even though you're protesting, in other words, this person said this about me, but it's not true. But there are people that are going to believe that it is true. And the more angry you are, the more others will say, oh, if he's so angry about it, that means there must be some truth to this. So even if you have an urge to repeat over, because you're upset about what this person said to you in a negative way, don't give in to that urge, and it'll save you a lot of agmas nefesh by letting it go and not sharing this with others. Normally, there's an isseros of someone, if you heard insulting remarks about another person who wasn't there, you're not allowed to tell him that person that someone insulted them. That's rechilus and Inyanos Devarim. Rechilus, because you're telling, bearing tales of someone that said Lashon Hara on that person, and there's Inyanos Devarim because it'll cause him pain. Most instances, the person will never know about the insult if you didn't mention it to him. And if you tell this to him, he'll suffer more from what you said. And the proper thing is to approach the person who spoke against this person, try to influence them from refraining from speaking against others in the future. And that will hopefully undo the damage. But it's kedai again to learn Hilchos Rechilus because it's complicated halachas. Sometimes to avoid a financial loss or shidduch aspects and things like that, where it is mutter to warn somebody, so they should be on guard on different things. So one needs to really ask a shayla and learn the halachas very, very well. Another thing that could cause a person confusion or pain is when you give a person mixed messages. On one hand, you're showing that you're friendly with a person and caring with of the person, and then another message, you show coldness and hostility. You know, when someone's outright unfriendly or hostile, at least you know, okay, this person doesn't like me. I know how to cope with that. You know where you stand with that person. You may not like it, but you learn to accept that situation. But if you're getting these double opposite messages, you're raising the person's hopes, and then you're throwing it down, dashing it against the rocks. On one moment, you're saying, I want to be friendly with you. Come to me if you need anything. I'll help you. Next moment, your body language, or you saying it, I don't care about you. Don't bother me about anything. Why are you coming to me? Leave me alone. People have this in them a lot of times. Sometimes you greet a person in a friendly way, and then all of a sudden, you'll also attack that person verbally. That's a deception. That is a very, very painful thing. That pattern is extremely unhealthy. It could create a havoc in a person's sense of security and reality. In marriage, one has to be very careful. It's okay when one is upset with the other to have healthy communication about that in a normal, healthy way. But the mood swings of from strong warmth to coldness, from expressions of love to then really being abusive with your words, is very disconcerting and very painful and very difficult to handle. And in Beinodom Chaveira, you unfortunately have a lot of this. Someone's very friendly and then they turn off the switch and become very cold. One needs to learn how to avoid those type of behaviors that are very, very hurtful. When you're not sure whether someone will get hurt by what you're saying, then don't say it. When there's a suffix, shav al tasa odif. Whenever you think that you're going to say something that may even possibly cause some suffering, don't say it. It's a general rule that's brought down in the Chafetz Chaim as a klal. If you don't know the halachas that well, especially anything that you will cause pain to someone else or may cause pain, do not say it. When a shayla comes up where you think it's necessary, then ask a halachic authority. When you're in doubt whether something's einas dvarim or not, and sometimes you need to say something, so then you ask a shayla. Again, number one is not to give up hope when you're learning these halachas. Keep strong and to be upbeat, and to realize you're going on the right track. Don't repeat insults that people insulted you to others. That's not healthy. And really, really important not to do this, what he calls double binds, causing confusion to a person when you give them opposite messages, showing friendliness and caring on one hand, and then showing coldness and hostility on the other hand. And be guarded from doing that, especially in close relationships, whether employee-employer, Rebbe Talmud, siblings, certainly husband and wife. Bracha natzlacha.